Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. And if there's one place where church and culture really merges, it's restaurants. Occasionally, as you've noticed, I do some lighter programs just to break things up. This will be another in that vein, although I do want to start not with something light, but something of paramount importance. A recollection of a time a number of years ago when my church, along with many other churches across the country, took part in a national 40-day fast. It was very important. I was honored to be a part of it. But that's really not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the first day, the kickoff. We were discussing it on a Saturday night during an evening church service announcement. The men of the church were invited to a special kickoff time for this sacred event, and it was going to be a 4 o'clock in the morning prayer meeting held, of all places, at Denny's restaurant. Why 4 in the morning? Well, for some crazy reason, Christians seem to think that the earlier in the morning, the quicker they can get you out of bed, the holier the event. And then, of course, what restaurant is open at 4 in the morning other than Denny's? Denny's is 24 hours. It's just about the only 24-hour restaurant out there. I'm sure there's others, but I don't know what they are. So I get the 4 in the morning. I get the location to a point, but this was the inauguration not only of a prayer meeting, but a fast. To this day, I'm still trying to wrap my head around that. How does one go about choosing a restaurant as a place to start a fast? Breakfast? That I understand, but this was the fast. Actually, Denny's was an interesting selection. Many pivotal moments of my life have played out at Denny's. In college, I spent countless evenings with my friends, drinking coffee, goofing around, flirting with waitresses. Then in seminary, we stayed up at Denny's till wee hours of the early morning, sipping coffee and quizzing ourselves for those dreadful final exams waiting in the wings. During my many years as a campus minister who made drama a significant part of the outreach, Denny's was the place we hung out at late at night after our rehearsals. And in the years that followed, I was still at Denny's while studying for a debate or writing an article on my laptop or putting together a script for a radio show as friendly waitresses ask if I need a 10th refill. Done that a lot over the years, still doing it now. Good old Denny's. So many memorable moments, so many reasons to be there. Always open, always there 24 hours a day. Great prices too, compared to so many other places. Really good deals to help us through financial times. Yes, sir. When it comes to cost, Denny's is right on top of things. When it comes to availability, Denny's is always right on top of things. Now then, if they could only work on that other little item called food. Truth be told, in all those years, I'm not sure food ever had much to do with my motives for driving over to Denny's. When I need to study or socialize, I think of Denny's. When I need to eat, I can think of about 100 other places I would rather go. Maybe Denny's is a good place to fast, after all. On the other hand, I guess I should put in a word for their zesty nachos that they actually make well. And what about the actual service? Well, it's mixed. Obviously, it's good a lot of the time, or I wouldn't keep going back, but it is mixed. Sometimes great, other times... Well, let me put it this way. Now, we've all seen this situation. The waitress asks your party if they are ready to order. Of course, there's always one huckleberry at your table who's not yet ready. He or she says, "Can you give us just a couple of minutes?" The waitress says, "Sure." She says it with enthusiasm. As a matter of fact, it's beginning to look like somebody made her day. What just happened? I'll tell you exactly what happened. Exactly what happened in the mind of the waitress. She was given permission to take a little break, at least from your table, to minimize the hectic work she has to do at the moment. It will be far more than the few minutes you requested before she returns to your table. You may not see her again until you get up and go hunting for her. Moral of the story, when a waitress finally makes it to your table and asks if you are ready to order, the answer to the question is yes. My ministry has also involved a great deal of traveling, and I commonly grab lunch quickly at some fast food restaurant. I seldom have great experiences at fast food places. Now, I know I shouldn't generalize, especially when the problem may be that a little black cloud follows me around, but far too often, the workers at our hamburger and hot dog counters have not been the sharpest pencils in the box. This is made abundantly clear by the long conversations preceding my eventual experience of actually eating the food. Is this for here or to go? For here. Your name? Bob. Thanks. Is this for here or to go? For here. Okay, is that credit or debit? Credit. And your name? Bob. Okay, Bob, for here or to go? For here. Credit or debit? Ladies and gentlemen, with fast food like this, who needs all-day oven home cooking? Of course, high on the top of my list of fast food or any food is Chinese food. I love Chinese food. Not the fortune cookies. I don't really believe in fortune cookies. I love the food. But the only supernatural predictions I take stock in come from God or anyone authenticated as God's prophet. Be that as it may, we've all looked at fortune cookies just for the fun of it. Usually they tell us about the great prosperity coming our way. Still, there is one fortune which restaurants have missed for years, and it's a pity, because this one would prove to be dead on accurate. Imagine finishing your dinner of sweet and sour shrimp. You open your fortune cookie and inside it says, "You will be hungry again 1 hour from now." This is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.